Hello, my name is Reverend Christopher B. Kane. I'd like to share an article with you that I wrote back in March of 2019 entitled, What Happened to the American Church? If you'd like to find out more about our ministry, you can find us at AliveMinistriesUSA.com and you can email me directly at AliveMinistriesUSA.com. We do a nightly live stream Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at facebook.com/AliveMinistriesUSA. You can also find us over on YouTube at AliveMinistriesUSA and also on our website, AliveMinistriesUSA.com. So here is what happened to the American church. The fact is that somewhere along the way, the American church has been largely transformed from a body of individual believers who met corporately to worship and praise God, to a self-centered culture of seekers. The seeker-sensitive churches preach a watered-down gospel, one that looks very different from New Testament Christianity as we see it in the Bible. Too many in the American church seek to find what the Lord Jesus Christ can do for them, rather than what they can do for God. Just as Satan attacked the biblical hierarchy of God in the Garden of Eden, which begins with God, then man, then woman, by approaching Eve in the garden, so he seeks now to attack us from within. Satan will never gain authority over God. He cannot. However, the adversary can gain power over us when we surrender it to him willingly. The church is attacked both from without and from within. But the most successful attacks appear to come from those who claim to be Christians. Modern churchgoers desire to have prosperity and wealth over humility and servitude. Modern churchgoers worship all too often at the altar of self, rather than bowing down on their knees in prayer and awe-inspiring, reverent worship to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The American church is seeking what God can do for them rather than what they can do for God. Many believers seem to be tricked into thinking that they can have their best life now. If the way things currently are in America represent the best we can aspire to have, what kind of a dismal picture does that paint for heaven? Our best life will be the life that we live in eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, not this life that we have now. The reality is we work our whole lives to live in the abundance of things, and our pleasure is far too often rooted in the things of this world, rather than working and striving towards that which is eternal and grounded in the promises of the Word of God. We have forsaken our first love like the church at Ephesus. We have failed to daily suit up in the armor of God. We have forsaken what is our sacred duty and honor, which Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We no longer study the Bible in church as we should. We cherry-pick verses which appeal to those who have itching ears and desire the smooth things, as the prophet Isaiah said to the children of Israel, for they are rebellious people, lying children, children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us of smooth things, prophesy illusions. Isaiah 30, verses 9 and 10. In my opinion, the systemic failure in the American church is apathy in the pulpits as well as the pews. We no longer preach against sin, as that would possibly offend someone. Maybe the real truth is that we have become too comfortable with the world we are to be the salt and light to. We have forsaken the commission given to us by Jesus because of fear of how we will be perceived by those who are unbelieving. We should take a bold stand against sin for Jesus Christ. Our desire to be loved by others at the expense of loving our neighbors enough to tell them the truth, along with our willingness to give in to the demands of the politically correct society that we live in, has cost us the message of repentance and turning from sin, which was once loudly proclaimed from the pulpits across this great nation. Jesus Christ is still very much in the business of salvation, redemption, deliverance, and the transformation of lives by the precious atoning blood which he poured out for the remission of sins at the cross at Calvary. Each one of us, each local body of believers, must decide if we are in the business of preaching the gospel of Christ and making disciples of Jesus, or the business of filling pews and offering plates while preaching the cheap and unbiblical prosperity gospel. The good news is that there is a faithful remnant. There are faithful believers and local churches all across this land that faithfully preach the gospel. If we want to see a revival, which I believe we can see, we simply need to begin with the revival of our own hearts. I encourage you guys to see this article as not an attack on the body of believers. I know that some often do see it that way whenever we bring any criticism towards the church. I mean this article not as an attack against the body of Christ, but as an edification to encourage true believers in Jesus Christ not to yoke themselves with this modern prosperity gospel, not to worship at the altar of comfort and greed, not to think you can have your best life now. I want you guys to understand that the best life we can have is the life eternal which Christ Jesus offers us. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I ask you now, what are you waiting on? Scripture says, behold, now is the appointed hour. Jesus says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hears me and open the door and lets me come in, then I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. I encourage you, do not put off salvation. If you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, don't wait until tomorrow. Confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. If you'd like to discuss salvation, if you'd like to discuss this article, I encourage you, reach out to us at facebook.com/AliveMinistriesUSA. Use that send message button on the top of the page. I also encourage you to email me directly at AliveMinistriesUSA@gmail.com. We do a nightly live stream Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on facebook.com/AliveMinistriesUSA. We're also on YouTube at AliveMinistriesUSA, and you can find us on our website, AliveMinistriesUSA.com. Thank you guys very much for your time. I hope that you enjoyed this, and we have some more short podcasts like this coming for you soon. God bless each and every one of you.